436. Support for Crossroads on WNCW is provided in part by the 15 locations of Sharon Luggage and Gifts, featuring during April the Save Your Back Luggage Collection of Mobile Travelers by Hartman. Sharon Luggage and Gifts, a departure from the ordinary. Support is also provided in part by Charlotte's Tuesday Night Americana Showcase, presenting weekly roots-oriented musical performances live in Charlotte at the Double Door Inn. Tuesday, April 28th, it's a special Americana Showcase with the Derailers and guest Mike Ireland. Music starts at 9 o'clock. I just like to know how I got out of breath all of a sudden.
Watching us be out of breath.
I guess so. Government Mule has joined us in the studio this afternoon. Warren Haynes, and you know, Warren, I have to say that I'm a huge fan of you guys, but I'm a really big fan of your brother, Brian.
Us too.
Because
we're all big fans of Brian, too.
Brian's a real big supporter of the station. In fact, he's an underwriter. They always donate really big during our fund drives, and we can't be more pleased with the relationship that we have with Almost Blue and the good folks in Asheville.
Yeah, and they have a great store with a really great selection of music up there, you know, and it was really through Brian and my other brother, Tim, that I, growing up, had the opportunity to hear so much great stuff because he's always had that habit of having thousands of records around, even when we were a kid.
Right. And he turned it into a record store.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good thing to do. Have you played all through your childhood and everything all the way up till now?
I started playing when I was 12. Started singing when I was about 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I've been doing it a long time.
And, you know, I've never asked Brian this just because it just never come up, but did he ever join in on anything?
He played the kazoo one time when we were doing Going Up the Country by Canned Heat.
That'll work fine. But and you guys aren't actually, you're not from Asheville. You grew up someplace just south of Asheville, right?
Well, we grew up in Asheville.
In Asheville?
Off of Merriman Avenue in North Asheville.
But you have relatives from around.
All over North Carolina.
That's what I kind of thought. Anytime I come up to see Brian, I always say, is there anything I can bring you from the low country? You know, he says, absolutely nothing. Maybe some good barbecue. That's about it. So you guys are out on the road, and you got a new disc out, and we've got it right here. It's called Dose. And you decided to bring the whole band and play acoustic, which is
a real
treat.
Yeah, we've been doing more and more of that, actually, and it's something we've been looking forward to doing for a long time, and Woody plays a lot of different string instruments, and it just changes the approach that we take to stuff. You know, nowadays in our show, we're doing like 30 or 40 minutes of acoustic material, and it's a lot of fun for us, you know.
Mm-hmm. And this, you're devoted to Government Mule now full-time, too.
Yeah, we left the Allman Brothers April of last year, and Government Mule was our priority, and it's everything's paying off and going really well.
And the disc is out. I think it's been out just for a couple weeks now.
It's been 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, about 6 weeks ago.
I remember when I got the sampler from Capricorn, and yeah, the other thing I heard, too, I heard an interview with the guy that runs Capricorn. I wish I could remember his name.
Phil Walden.
And he said he was talking about all the up-and-coming acts on Capricorn. And one of the first ones out of his mouth was, he said, Government Mule is, you know, just blowing my mind these days. So,
well, they've been very supportive, and they understand music that's not MTV mainstream type music, and they support music for all the right reasons, and I think that's why we ended up there.
Great. Well, let's play a tune.
Okay. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Who's that riding, John the Revelator? Wrote the book of seven seals. Now God walked down in the cool of the day and called Adam by his name. But he refused to answer him, 'cause he was naked and ashamed. So tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Who's that riding, John the Revelator? Wrote the book of the seven seals. Now Christ had 12 apostles, 3 he led away. So watch for me 1 hour while I go yonder and pray. And tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that that riding? John the River Leader. Who's that riding? John the River Leader wrote the book of the Seven Seals.
Government Mule on Crossroads here on WNCW live in the studio this afternoon, playing a nice acoustic set. How was the show at Be Here Now last night?
It was really good.
And you had, Derek Trucks opening up, right?
Derek's opening about 3 weeks of this tour with us, and he's an amazing player, got a great band. We're really having a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, and was he on another label at some point? I think... is this like one of his, this is his second release, right?
Yeah, he has a record out on Landslide.
Landslide.
I think, which is out of Atlanta, the label that put out the first Widespread Panic record.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been having a great time with Derek on the road, you know.
He's got an interesting jazz sound about him, and this acoustic thing you guys do, fantastic sound.
Thanks,
yeah.
We're having a lot of fun playing the acoustic stuff. It's a nice departure for us, you know.
I was going to say, Derek is 18 years old and just never ceases to amaze you. You know, you're looking over and this guy's just wearing it out, and you go, this kid's 18 years old, man,
right,
playing this ridiculous stuff.
And when we first met him, I think Woody met him before I did,
yeah.
But I heard him when he was 11, and he was amazing then.
Mm-hmm.
I think Woody heard him when he was like 9.
Yeah, I heard him when he was 9.
Man.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just a great guy, too.
Well, to find out that he's 18, to find out people like somebody like Johnny Lang was 16 when he put out his record, you know, it starts to scare you when you're getting to be our age.
Well, you know, there's a lot of young blues players out there, and I guess kids are just so bright these days that, you know, each year they get younger and younger as far as an age when they get this great ability. But Derek is one of the few that I've seen that actually has the depth.
Mm-hmm.
He plays like an old man. He really does, you know.
Man, John the Revelator is a traditional tune, right?
Yeah.
Sun House.
We learned it from Sun House, but I think it goes back even further than him, and that's a long way.
Yeah.
That's a long way.
John the Revelator himself might have written it for all we know.
But you draw from a wealth of good blues music, or have drawn from a wealth of good blues music. I know that you like the blues. Why the choice for John the Revelator for the record?
We had been doing it live, or I'd been doing it a cappella live, which is the way Sun House did it. And we did took that approach to Grinning in Your Face on our first record, which is a Sun House record, song. And we didn't want to do the same thing again, but Michael Barbiero, our producer, liked the John the Revelator thing and said, well, what about putting a little musical arrangement to it? And he kind of described this eerie, stark thing that it could be. And we had all that in the back of our minds. And I remember distinctly we were in the studio. Me and Matt and Michael Barbiero were in the control room, and Woody walked in. He has this instrument called a prima, which is like a Serbian instrument between a mandolin and a banjo. Mm-hmm. And he was playing this part that just kind of glued the whole thing together. You know, we heard him playing it.
And I was actually in the bathroom playing it.
Yeah.
well, let me...
To qualify that,
we always have a mic in there because for some reason bathrooms obviously a lot of times are lined in tile,
right?
And acoustic instruments sound cool in there. And I was sitting on the back of, you know,
sure.
I mean, I was fully clothed and everything, just in here noodling around, listening to the playbacks, and they come in there, stop what you're doing. Remember what you're doing.
Yes, for once. It's a dangerous thing to say it to a man in the bathroom.
But he had this part going that really made the song come together, you know, and that instrument really sounded great on it. It kind of lends a whole, I don't know, like a riverboat, midnight on a riverboat kind of feel to it.
Yeah, it's got that graveyard thing down in Louisiana thing going too, you know.
What was the instrument you were just playing? Was that it?
No, that thing was actually a mandolin made out of a gourd.
Oh, wow.
I guess a gourdolin, if you will.
It's got a different kind of sound to it.
Soup ladle. Yeah, it does. It really does. That's one. As a matter of fact, one reason I chose it is because it sounded fairly much like this little instrument that Warren was talking about, the prima. And it was, I thought, well, that'll work nicely on the road, so I brought it.
Hmm. Now, it does kind of, I guess there is some complication to bringing acoustic instruments on the road in the sense that they're a little bit more delicate than the electric ones, right? As far as tuning's concerned, things do go out of tune a lot more.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems with them, but we don't tend to bring, like, vintage acoustic instruments or electric instruments, for that matter. You know, some that are in between new and vintage we bring out, but the ones that are real fragile and real valuable, they have a way of getting broken on the road, you know. No. We just had an incident recently where the airlines broke one of my guitars, and thank God it was a new guitar that can be easily replaced, you know.
And I'm sure that the airlines are probably paying for it.
They're so sorry.
They're like Sergeant Schultz. They know nothing.
We don't know how that got messed up, Mr. Haynes. You went from being Warren to Mr. Haynes.
Oh, yeah.
Instantly, I'm sure. Well, we're gonna run out of time with us yapping, or at least with me yapping, so let's kick off another one.
We're going to do... a Mongo Santa Maria song called Afro Blue that was really made famous by John Coltrane. Thank you.
Mule on Crossroads here on WNCW, live in the studio this afternoon. And you know what? We're having such a good time that we're going to go about 6 minutes into All Things Considered.
So uh-oh.
Don't worry about it.
Are we going to get arrested for that?
No, you won't get arrested, but the programming lords might come and spank me or something, but everything will be all right.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
But I'm just, may get spanked.
You never know. But I'm just glad you guys made the drive in from Asheville and are here and playing live this afternoon. It's Government Mule. New disc is out. It's called Dose, and you can find it in stores. This is like your third on Capricorn?
It's our third disc, but our first on Capricorn.
Okay.
Our first record on Relativity, and our second record is a live record that we put out on an independent record called Foundation. And this is our third record, and it's our debut on Capricorn.
Well, cool. And do you want to introduce the entire band?
I think so. This is Matt Apps over here playing the drum, which is usually drums. And Alan Woody playing the multitude of string instruments.
Howdy, folks.
And I think we're going to play...
This is Warren Haynes.
Thank you very much. We're going to play Raven Black Knight, which is... A song from our new CD, which has kind of an Eastern modal kind of thing about it. Actually, we can vamp around.
Sure.
For
all you need is a guitar.
Yeah, you can start.
I guess I could. Brother Matt, come on in whenever you want to.
Government Mule is live in the studio this afternoon. We'll be getting to All Things Considered a little bit late today, so stick around.
Into the rain, black. Raven Black Knight. Stars no longer even tradition. Penetrate the darkness for a moment, but what's the use? Death dance, make up your mind. Do I fear the spirit? Hide from the angels. Do I try to find the light? Do I just follow you? Into the raven black night.
Government Mule here on Crossroads, WNCW. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
That was a fantastic afternoon. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Woody. Thank you, Warren.
Sure.
And, you know, real quickly, since we've got, I guess, about a minute, where are you guys going to be next?
We're in Athens, Georgia, tomorrow night at the Georgia Theater.
Okay. And
it's only a couple-hour drive, so feel free.
All right. Is it still with Derek? Or?
Oh, yeah. Derek's doing a bunch of these shows with us.
Great. And then after that, just on off to the full tour?
Yeah, we're going to do the Horde starting July 8th through August 4th.
Okay.
And we're going to be doing some stuff with Widespread Panic on the West Coast, but we have a lot of work this year.
Yeah. I'll be heading to Japan.
When's that going to happen?
Sometimes in
early September or something like that.
So you do the Horde all summer and then off to Japan and then who knows when?
Who knows?
Yeah. But you make it into Asheville quite a bit, so which is nice.
Yeah, a few times a year, and we're trying to get back to this part of the country more and more. You know, now that it's a full time thing,
yeah.
You know, we're touring pretty heavily.
Well, great. You're welcome here anytime, guys.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
Government Mule, the disc is out. It's called Dose. You'll hear it a lot more here on WNCW. You are listening to WNCW Spindale, a broadcast service of Isothermal Community College and Equal Opportunity Affirmative Action Employer. News and information programming on WNCW is made possible in part by listener support, underwriting, and a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. All things considered is next. Your host is Kim Clark. Thanks for being patient. Thanks again to Government Mule. Put on a great show this afternoon.